Hi, Stephen and Chris. It's nice to see you at SaaS Global Forum again this year.
Hi, Shelley.
Thanks.
So, you're co-authors of SaaS for Dummies, which I think that released about, a year and a half ago now?
About that, yes.
Still continuing to do really well. It's part of the Wiley and SaaS business series. Mm-hmm. And wanted to just kind of catch up with you and see what's new, what's changed for you in the last year since San Antonio's Global Forum.
Well, for me, Chris, I'm still working at SaaS, managing the Enterprise Guide department, and we're cranking out new software as fast as we are allowed to.
And Stephen here, and so working at REI and marketing analytics, and one of my first activities at REI was to bring REI Enterprise Guide to the entire analytics team and help people learn Enterprise Guide and how that goes beyond traditional SaaS. And it's been very exciting, and we have a lot of great projects coming up using Enterprise Guide and even Jump and some other things going beyond that in the future.
Sounds good. And how about books? Are you guys thinking about collaborating on anything new or doing your own thing? Or?
Well, we are definitely up for having a revision. With SaaS 9.2 out there, SaaS 9.2 for Dummies is a proposed title that we would like to get to work on. We're just waiting for some schedule negotiations to be finalized.
Yes, so that's really exciting. And I think Chris also has a book that's in the works.
I'm working on another book that is much more tactical, extending SaaS Enterprise Guide and the add-in for Office using custom tasks and Microsoft.net. That's a big, long mouthful. I wanted to call it Pimp My Guide, but that title did not pass muster. So we'll have to come up with something a little more mundane. So I've been working on that book for a while. It's one of those things that often takes a backseat to other more urgent work, but I hope to have that done within the year.
Oh, that's great. And I bet once you are working on the second edition of SaaS for Dummies that you'll have a pretty accelerated schedule as well.
That's our guess. That's what happened last time.
So I find it interesting. I know how busy the two of you were when you were writing SaaS for Dummies, and it's neat to see that you haven't shied away. And instead of not wanting to write again, obviously you're ready to jump back into this. All right. So that's a good sign.
Well, SaaS 9.2 gives a lot of great new material, so yeah. I'd be excited about working on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of radical improvements in 9.2 that I think will really improve the book and the user experience. So I don't mind at all, and I feel like we have a good structure, but we're going to make some improvements in the book, and also obviously the software is radically improved, I feel like, from 9.1, so it's pretty exciting.
You two have worked together, is that right? I mean, out beyond working on this book.
Oh, yes. We worked together in the Enterprise Guide add-in teams. I was in product management, and I was also in R&D with Chris. So we've worked together quite a bit.
How long have you known each other?
Oh,
2002?
Yeah, probably about that. So 5 or 6 years, 7 years maybe?
Yeah, so I was the guy who was like, oh, this product's great. Now let's just do these other 50 things, and it'll be even greater. And I could see the developers looking overwhelmed, but they've done an awesome job.
Yeah, when Stephen moved to R&D, he had to ground himself a little bit in reality.
Of the time it takes to develop software, but no, it's been great. I think the team has a lot to be proud of in Enterprise Guide and the add-on. Like I said, in SaaS 9.2 in general, there's a lot of really great new features. And actually, I should be very kind to Chris and say he actually saved me writing SaaS for Dummies toward the end. I was just sort of overwhelmed, and so he was kind enough to help finish that book. And you know, he was great to work with, so he has a lot of extensive knowledge of SaaS, like myself, so I think it's a good partnership, definitely.
So what are you most looking forward to at this conference?
Well, my big thing for this conference, and I probably shouldn't say this for SaaS, with SaaS customers listening, but my big highlight was meeting Dave Barry, who was the keynote speaker this morning. And, you know, I'm on this SaaS for Dummies gravy train where I was able to leverage my position as a co-author to get get backstage and meet him. And I really enjoyed that. He's very funny. And I got to interview him, and I'll be blogging about that.
Great.
And then I really enjoyed the keynote presentation he gave, too. And I already did blog about that. That's on the Global Forum blog.
Well, yeah, what is your blog? Is it the SAS Dummy?
That's right. Yeah, my blog that I maintain is blogs.sas.com/SAS Dummy.
And I believe we can also find you out in the Twitter.
Yes, I'm on Twitter. My user ID on Twitter is CJ Dinger.
I won't comment on that one.
And I use Twitter mostly to connect with other SAS people and SAS customers.
So if someone wanted to contact you, let's say Stephen or Chris, about SAS for Dummies, how would you prefer they get in touch with you? And are you open to taking questions?
Well, of course. Probably coming on the blog is probably the best way to get a hold of me.
I actually am starting a new blog that's a bit broader than my old blog, which is called Freakalytics.com, much like Freakonomics. So people could contact me there. My old blog is stephenmcdaniel.us, which most people don't know. .us is even a domain on the web, so that's part of the change. But so I'm more than happy, and I've had many people contact me over time and ask questions, some of which I've been unable to answer. Some of them I have been able to answer, so some questions aren't answerable. But so I'm more than happy to hear from people, especially when they have comments about improvements to the book or ideas about ways they'd like to use SAS.
Thank you so much for coming by today, Stephen and Chris. And next year, when we see you at SAS Global Forum, maybe we'll have one or two new books out to speak with you about then.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thanks.
Thanks.